Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. This week we're going to talk about a topic we haven't talked about before, specifically the importance of doctor-patient communication. There is lots of literature to suggest that effective communication can both increase our ability to diagnose accurately patients' problems. Even more data to suggest that effective communication both increases patient satisfaction, also may decrease litigation. There's data to suggest that if we can better communicate, outcomes improve. So this week, we have a poem that asks the question, can a specific word change make a difference in addressing patients' unmet concerns? Mark, what are they talking about?
Well, by they, I guess, I mean you. We had picked this, or I had picked this poem for inclusion in the monthly poems as well as in our podcast, and then noticed at the last minute that you were the last author on the article. So congratulations on a really nice study. The average patient has, as you said, several concerns, an average of three concerns when they come in for their primary care visit. But we normally just ask them about one thing. What are you here for today? What can I do for you? What's your main problem today? So often patients leave with a concern that wasn't addressed or several concerns that weren't addressed or even mentioned. The authors of this study, Mike, you and your colleagues, tested whether a very simple wording change to one of the questions that we've been instructed to ask could increase the identification of patient concerns. So they did this in a primary care research network. They had 20 primary care docs who were in community practice. These weren't academic docs. They were real doctors in the real world setting. And they randomized them to one of two groups. Now, both groups were given a little tutorial instructing them to follow the identification of a patient's chief complaint with one of two questions. And the first group asked, is there anything else you want to address in the visit today? And the second group said, is there something else you want to address in the visit today? And that was the only difference. Physicians were prompted via post-it notes in the medical record to ask these questions, and on average, each doc asked the question of 11 consecutive patients who came in with an acute problem. Now, of the 37 patients who identified more than one concern on a pre-visit questionnaire, and the doctor didn't know about the results of this, use of the word something rather than anything increased the number of yes responses from 53% to 90%. So this very simple adjustment in the wording from anything to something increased the identification of concerns and decreased the percentage of patients by 78% who had unmet concerns. Amazingly, it didn't increase the visit length. The average visit was 11.4 minutes, so it didn't seem to add greatly to the burden, and hopefully would identify some things that would help patients and prevent need for a second or recurrent visit or a phone call.
Right. So that, I mean, there are lots of things, obviously, that the impact on patients' expectations and patients' agendas. Some of them are culture, some of them are occupation and education, et cetera, et cetera. But, we're quite surprised that something as simple as changing the word something to anything would have such a profound effect. The word anything is clearly, as shown in the study, something that's loaded, and it gives the message that we're short on time and we need to speed things up. Something is a much more neutral term. Mm-hmm. Is there something else you'd like to address? Leaves the door open. Is there anything else you'd like to address? Means at least in common English usage, can connote that we're in a rush and somebody told us we have to ask this, but please, Mrs. Jones, don't say yes.
Yeah, whatever you do.
Right.
I was at a dinner party, and one of my friends said that they were not happy with their doctor because they'd gone in and they really didn't get all of their questions addressed. Now, they had 25 questions. So
Right.
I think that's kind of an extreme, but you know, we're all pressed for time. And I think one of the good messages was it really didn't seem to increase time. And I'm not quite sure how to understand that, if that meant that these were just very simple things that could be, you know, addressed very quickly and not significantly increase the visit length. I don't know if you had a sense of that from the study or
yeah, measure. I mean, I think that most of the other concerns that were brought up were specific, you know, very narrow, very focused questions that they were hesitant to bring up but really wanted addressed. And with that invitation, they could ask them. It wasn't that someone would say, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that I've got this crushing chest pain. You know, they were smaller issues, but they did lead to improved patient satisfaction.
Not that we don't want to know about crushing chest pain. I mean, we probably do kind of want to know about that as well. But,
right, but that, the point is that might take a little bit of extra time.
Yeah, might take a little while.
You extra questions.
Yeah, well, great study, Mike. I really enjoyed that and really will change my practice.
Well, thanks. We'll talk again next week.
All right, take care.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.